try to finish the sugya of Yichli today. So, we're going to go to the sugya by mitzvot, and then we're going to come back and polish off the issues by karban. So, the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Gimel is discussing this in the context of the Arba Minim, specifically here, the Hadassim. So, Nikdam Rosho, if the top of the Hadas is broken off, it is not good. Tani Ula Barchanania, Nikdam Rosha Valda Botmara Kasha. But if the top was broken off and then a berry grew in and filled it in, and now it doesn't look like it's broken, so then it would be fine. Great. Okay. By Rabbi Yirmiyahu. That's not our main point. Nikdam Rosha Merav Yom Tov Alta Botar Yom Tov. So what if it broke on Erev Yom Tov, and then the space was filled in by this thing on Yom Tov? What?
Because it just kind of grew in the last day. Erev Yom Tov.
Yes.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens. Mahu. So Gemara says, Yesh Dichui Eitzel Mitzvot? Olo, is there Dichui? Right? Because when Yom Tov started, it was invalid, and then it got filled in. So is there dichui of the hadas? V'tifshut le'meha. So let us try to prove it from the following. Now we bring another case of potential dichui, and that is ditran kisal v'nitgala. So there's a halacha that you should know, which is that if you shech a bird or a chaya, right? So there are three types. There's two types of kosher animal. In halacha, we have two words to describe animals. One is behema, which is a domesticated animal, and a chaya, which is a wild animal. Okay? So, behemot, when you shech them, like a cow or a sheep, you don't have to cover its blood. A chaya, so if you have deer, a kosher chaya, you do have to cover its blood after it's shechted. If you have a bird, a chicken.
Is it about the animal, as in all cows are considered domestic animals?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's a species thing. All chayot and all birds, you have to cover their blood. So, what happens if you cover it and then it gets uncovered? Okay? Patur milechaso. You don't have to recover the blood. Kiso haruach. But if the wind covers it, chayev lechaso. And then it gets uncovered, you do have to recover it. And why am I saying that it's only when it's when it's uncovered that you have to recover it? Because the next line, if the wind has covered it, so you didn't do the mitzvah, but you also don't have to cover it because it is covered. Very good. Very good. But if the wind uncovers it, then you have to recover it. So if the wind uncovers it and you had already covered it, so then you did it. It's done. If it had been covered by the wind, so then as long as it's covered, you don't have to recover it because it's temporarily covered. But if it gets uncovered, since it wasn't covered by human action, you have to recover. This is one of the, I gave Chabur on this many, this is one of the first shiurim I gave in Gush many, many years ago. This sugya. Lo shana lo shachazar min tkala, ava lo chazar min tkala, patar min kaso. So the Gemara says, so, but without getting to all the lamdus of Kisir Yadam, why are we bringing it up here? Va'avinin ba'am, we ask, ki chazar min tkala, well, when it gets uncovered again on my chayav lechasot. Why do you have to recover it? Why shouldn't you have to recover it?
Because it was already covered.
And therefore,
you've already done the
cover. Idchi. Because since if the wind covered the blood, while the wind was covering the blood, you were putter from covering the blood. So the fact that it now is uncovered, you shouldn't have to recover it because it was nidche. Amar Rav Papa, what you learn from both of these is Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvah. There is no Dichui by Mitzvah. Now, of course, you then have to ask the obvious question by Kisui, right, which is the whole sugya with Kisui. Wait a second. We've just learned that Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvah. So why do you think, then that's why if the wind covers the blood and then the wind uncovers the blood, you have to recover the blood. But Avi, we said that if you shechted the chicken and then you shechted and then you covered the blood and then the wind uncovers it, you don't have to recover it. But didn't we just say, Yesh, Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvah? Very good. And that's the famous Lamdos here, which is, it could be that, right, the big question, Kisei Adam, this is one of those very brisker sugyot, is, Is the mitzvah in the maisa, or is the mitzvah in the totzah? Is it in the action? Is it in the result? So, what's the problem? What's the implication? Very briefly, the simple shot here is that it's a mitzvah in the maisa, and therefore, if I did the maisa, I don't have to do it again. If that's the case, then why, if the wind covers it, do I not have to recover it? I didn't do any maisa. Ah, very good. It could be that the mitzvah is the maisa, but it has to be of uncovered blood. If it's covered, so I'm not putter, I just temporarily can't do the mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara is calling dichui, right? Because I wasn't yotze the mitzvah. If I covered it, I was yotze the mitzvah. Nothing I will ever do will make me have to recover it. But if it was covered by wind, so then I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. I just don't have to cover it because it is covered.
That would also mean that if the wind covers it, you're not allowed to cover it. Or if you cover it in addition and the wind
blows, right? We could quibble about that. So then the Gemara says, "There are papa gufe mi boile." So it was regarding that statement of Rav Papa itself that Rabbi Yirmiya asked his question. So what does it mean there's no dichoy by mitzvah? Is that bein lekula bein lechumra? Right? Because remember, we've now introduced two very different cases. Right? The case of the hadas generates a generates a what? A kula. Ein dichoy etz mitzvah means even though there was a period of time in which the hadas was broken and therefore invalid, it remains kasher as long as it then, if the space then gets filled in. Right? On the other hand, by the case of the blood, it's a chumra. Why is it a chumra? Because the fact that we say ein dichoy etz mitzvah means that you are still chayiv to cover it, even though there was a period of time where you weren't chayiv to cover it. Right? No.
It's a positive instead of a negative.
No, it's a by the hadas, if we hold dichoy, it would be possible. Oh, okay, hold that thought for a second. Very good. Okay. Now, right now, by the way, interesting that the Gemara is now saying what? Right, we are introducing. Until now, we've only talked about dichoy as an invalidating thing. Right here, we introduced the possibility that it's like a chiyuv. Right, that dichoy means that something could become incapable of fulfilling a mitzvah, right, and therefore you would be putter from the mitzvah, right, which generates a kula, which is interesting, right, because what is that highlighting? Right, is that dichoy is about statuses in the object. It's not about chumrah. It's not a postel per se. Right? For the first time we've heard that maybe it's not a post. It's not an osip. It's not a forbidding halacha. It's a status giving halacha. Right? As a status giving halacha, it can generate kulot. It can generate chumrah. Right? If it was just an osir, so then you would say it's only le chumrah, but not le kula. And you couldn't generate a kula out of it. And that seems to be the Gemara's question itself, is what does dichoy mean? Is dichoy an oser, or is it a status giver, which normally is a posel, but maybe not, right? And maybe at a suffix that we only say it lukula, but not lukumra. It's the other way around, lukumra, not lukula. Teiku, we don't know. So then the Gemara says, let's say that this question of whether there is dichoy by mitzvah is a machloket tanoim from the following. Avar v'likton, now we're talking about a hadas that has berries on it, multiple berries on it. Now that makes it pasul. Okay? Again, you know what this looks like?
I can imagine.
Okay, it's really not so complicated. It looks like this. That's what it looks like. Okay? Yeah, no, literally. So, of our belikdan, let's say you pick the hadas while it has berries on it. The halacha is pasul. Divi relazar, ritzadok. Chamim, machshirit. And the chamim say it's kosher. Now, safrua. So, what are we talking about? Okay? The chulei alma lulav ein tzarach eged. The Gemara at this point is assuming that everyone holds that the lulav doesn't need to be bound. The imdim tzilomer tzarach eged, and even if you think it doesn't need to be bound, lo yafinan lulav misukah. You don't learn lulav from sukkah. So by sukkah, you know the halacha is that you have to make the sukkah. You can't let it be made passively. Hence, you have to build the walls and then put the schach. You can't put the schach and then build the walls under them.
I don't even know how you do that.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? You have to imagine your normal canvas sukkah.
Art before God.
Yeah. So you put up the bars, but before you put up the walls, the tarp, right? You put the schach on the puzzle. Right. Yeah.
Don't do that. No, don't do that. That'd also not be practical.
Yeah, Rav Shechter has the. Oh, no, it's not actually a tassel. Well, it's about Goy. A good story, but it's about Goy building the sukkah.
If you are in the type thing, then at some point, for whatever reason, it flies up and makes it so that it's no longer a wall, is the entire sukkah invalid?
It was puzzled to begin with. Isoka, the walls have to be able to withstand wind or they're never kosher.
Tornado comes through.
No, then it was kosher before and it's possible now. If it could withstand a normal wind, the halacha of Isoka is that the winds have to withstand normal wind.
Withstand a normal wind, but for whatever reason, whatever happened.
It was normal wind and then there was a tornado.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the
what are you doing in a sukkah during a tornado? Okay, life advice. If there's a tornado warning and you are outside in your sukkah, leave and find shelter.
My point is,
What do you mean it's a normal wind? Whatever is a normal wind here, like regular, not like happens once a year here, like a normal wind here. No, your sukkah doesn't need to be strong enough to withstand a tornado.
Or your brother comes and picks up the cart because he wants to walk out that way. No. Does it possibly the entire sukkah even when the cart's back down?
It's one that wouldn't blow in the wind.
Just like unties it, goes through.
No, that's fine.
Even though it's no longer a wall at that point.
No, while there's no wall, it's not okay.
Right, but then he puts it back down, and it's now made a sukkah, but he didn't put the sukkah up. But the wall.
Depends how many walls there were.
Right.
As long as there were two and a little bit walls, then you're fine.
But if at some point there is,
then it would be passive. Yes. Yes, but if there's a tornado in the middle of your sukkah, then leave, please. Like when there was a hurricane. I remember one year there was a, I think it was just under a hurricane during sukkahs. It was bad. Then you leave. No, in New York.
Oh, that's
New York sukkah is
it was a near hurricane. It was like a tropical storm. But it led to the ferry crashing, so.
That's bad.
Yes, it was. People died.
Ooh.
That's really bad.
Yes. It was 2003? Wow.
Alive yet? None of us were alive.
No. Anyways.
You're right before Taff Day. Very good.
Okay. So he says.
No, but there's.
Anyways. Sorry. So what's the point of this? Tasa lomina atsui. Why is that relevant? And therefore, you could bind. So either it's saying you don't need to bind them up, right? And therefore, you can make the hadas kosher by taking off the berries and then tying it in. Or you tied it up, but there's no tasa v'lunasui, and therefore you can tie them all together and then pull off the berries and it'll be fine, even though it's only becoming kosher later. Cool. So my lav hafik kamifugay. So if you assume all of that, isn't there machlok at the following? Deman de patil, the one who says it's invalid, savar amrinan yesh dichoy yitzal mitzvah. There is dichoy by mitzvah, that since when Sukkot started, the hadas had berries. Right now, again, berries don't possible it. Well, a single berry doesn't possible it, as should be evident from the beginning of the Gemara, where it said a berry made it kosher. If there are more berries than leaves, then it's possible, and you need to reduce the number of berries in order to make it kosher.
You could
probably should have clarified that earlier.
Yeah,
but,
what? Pluck them off.
Yes. That's
not
it. No, it's really not. So isn't there machloka though, dichoy or not? Because when Sukkot started, this hadas had more berries than leaves, and therefore it was possible. And if you hold yesh dichoy yetzal mitzvah, so then, even if you take off the berries later, it will remain puzzle, because when it became halachically significant as a hadas, i.e. when Sukkot started, it was puzzle. Uman de machshir, and the one who said it's kosher, savar lomrin, and yesh dichoy yetzal mitzvah. And the one who says that it's kosher says there's no dichoy by mitzvah, and therefore you can neutralize the offensive berries and make it kosher again. Lo, Mar says no. Duchulei alma lo amrin yesh dichoy yetzal mitzvah. Everyone agrees there's no such thing as dichoy. The hacha b'meilav lula misuko kamiflagei. Maybe they're arguing about whether you learn sukkah from lulav, and therefore there is or is not a problem of tasav lo manasui. Right? Marsav yafin lulav misuka. Marsav lo yafin lulav misuka. Well, because if you hold learning from sukkah, then you hold there's a problem of tasav lomanasui, meaning everyone will hold that there's no problem of dichli, but maybe they'll hold there is a problem of tasav lomanasui, right? That something can't be made, right? It has to be made in advance, right? You have to assemble it kosher and not it become kosher later. Not because of dichli. And here, if you tie them all together, the lulav, the hadas, and the aravot, and then you take off the berries, you had a mik, you had the, right, you had the bound lulav hadas and aravot, and you only made it a kosher one after it was already there. So it's taasev lo manasuvi. We compare it to sukkah because by sukkah that's the halacha that taasev lo manasuvi that you have to make a sukkah. You can't let it become kosher. Right, you have to put the schach on after the walls. You can't put the schach on and then put walls around it, which I said, and that would be the parallel. And then the Gemara goes through. Doesn't have to be a day, it could be 5 seconds. It's an order question. Okay. If you put your schach on your sukkah before you put up the walls, even 5 seconds, that sukkah is puzzle.
So if you make a lulav with the...
This is a life lesson. You should know this. This is obvious. You've learned this, no? You've all learned this in school?
No.
Yes. Not you. You learned it. You've all learned it. The rest of you have learned it in school. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. If you haven't, what? That... You, when you're building a sukkah, it's walls, then schach, not schach, then walls. Yes. I'm telling you, you all learned this. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. What do you mean? You have your normal tarp sukkah, you put up the frame, you put up the schach, and then you put the wall. With a wood one, it's much harder to do that, correct. Yes. But it's actually not... No, well, it depends. You could put a... It depends. If you... Another way that it would be invalid would be if you built the walls. Sorry, that you like that you put
under a tree.
Yeah, or you like whatever. You could do different things. Yeah, right. If it was under a tree, right? So you cut the tree after, like you built the sukkah under a tree, and then you cut off the branches that are blocking the schach. That's also tasav lomanasui. Well, the sukkah was puzzle when you built it. I mean, it depends how much you're cutting and stuff like that. If it was a kosher sukkah, it's fine. Right? If it's like a little thing, it's like the whole thing is covered. Yeah, you can do that. We don't paskin this problem by lulav. We paskin this problem by... Okay. Yes.
So if you put so the lulav has to grow berries...
Not lulav, hadasim. No, please be precise. No.
It has to be made a lulav, a whole lulav, to follow a sukkah. But it has to be done in...
The Gemara is suggesting at this place that a position holds that it is parallel to sukkah in the sense that we apply the rule of tasav lomanasui, which means that it needs to be made in kosher order and can't be retroactively made kosher. Correct.
And can you like take it apart and redo it?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so now if you skip to the next source, so the next, right, this is skipping to the next Amud, well, the Gemara goes back to this. Im mi'atan kasher. So again, if you diminish the number of berries, it's fine. Dimetinu emat. So when did you take off the berries? Ilema makami delagde. If it's before you bound it, pshita. It's obvious because now you've, by the time you make the lulav wrapping, lulav adasim harabot thing, it is kosher. Ela labater dagde. It must be that you did it after you tied it. Mara says, that can't be. Dachui me'ikarahu. Right? It was dachui me'ikara. And now the Gemara says, you learned from this, the tifshu mina, dachui me'ikara, lo avi dichui. That means that if something was originally disqualified, it is? Because it has the berries. That's dachui. No, we said that that's the machloket in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is the continuation of that same sugya. So Gemara says, don't you learn at least that dachui meikara is not dachui? Gemara says, no. La'olam batar da'agde. It must be after you tied it. Because savar eged azmana milti, vazmana v'amma lav klomu. Right? And the Chachamim hold that binding doesn't make them a lulav. It's just a designation. And therefore, it's insignificant. And therefore, the fact that you tied it is meaningless. So now when you take off the berries, what are you doing? Making it kosher, and then you're binding it. Meaning the binding doesn't create a unit. The only way to look at it retroactively is if you view this as a unit. If you deny that, fine. So the Gemara says, "V'in matim and yom tov." You can't do this on yom tov. Ha'avar licked on my. But what if someone did take off the berries in yom tov? You shouldn't. But what if you did? Kasher. So the Gemara says, "Da ashkar emat." So when do these berries turn black? Now, not black, but like that dark blue. It's not because it's now more leaves than berries. Because of Maisa Shabbos, it's not kosher. He's asking whether it's kosher. Whether it's a kosher lulav. If you then shake it, are you yotzei the mitzvah? And what about the next day in Chol Moed? You know. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Ashra Ema, when did these berries, because the berries are still very young, and they're not yet, they don't have their color yet, so they're also not going to create a problem. So the Gemara said, when did they become black? It's really a deep blue. Ilema the Ashra me etmol, if it was yesterday, then dachui meikara. Then it was dachui meikara, and that's why it's not possible. Tifshu mina dachui meikara, lo avi dichui. So ela lav dashra be yom tov. So it must be that it came black on Yom Tov, and you picked them on that day. Nirev enedchehu. That means it was kosher, became pasul, and then you made it kosher again. Then it should be pasul because it's nirev enedcheh. Shema mina. Nirev enedcheh chozer v'nireh. Does that show that we don't even hold of dichoy even by nirev enedcheh? Lo. Mar says no. The olam dashka meikara. It was a case where it was black yesterday. Dachoi meikara lo avi dachoi, and dichoi meikara is not dichoi. Tifshot mina aval nire v'nidcha chozer v'nire lo tifshot. But nire v'nidcha I can't resolve. So now remember we saw in our Gemara that the Gemara, even though we brought as a theoretical possibility that nire v'nidcha is more chamor than dichoi meikara, but ended up concluding that we also hold that yesh dichoi meikara. The Gemara here does not conclude that. It concludes that dichoy me'ikara by mitzvot is definitely
not a thing.
Nirva nidcha, it's not sure about. Okay? So this sugya is the case of dichoy b'mitzvot. Let's talk about what we learned from the sugya, and then let's go back and apply it to, and see what we learn. For a karbana. So, first of all, Tosfot notes, did I not give you this one line? That what I just said, that there is a difference between the Gemara here and the Gemara in Zvachim, namely, that the Gemara here specifically says that there is a difference between Nirav and Idcha and Dichoy Meikara, which again, by Zvachim, it does not. It said Misvar, it would make sense, but we don't say that distinction. So Tosfot just says, Le'inyon Mitzvah Dafka. He highlights, yes, that is only true of Mitzvah. Right? And similarly, yeah, the Tosfot in Psachim that we saw already said this as well, right? If you turn back to number 7, he had said, Tema l'ri, the perek lulav agazal masak avi lulav didichu meikara lo avi dichui. Right? By mitzvah, we said conclusively, dichui baikara is not dichui. And the only question is whether Nirav and Idcha counts at all. Right? Which means that the Gemara, our Gemara assumes that by karbanot, Nirav and Idcha and dichui meikara are both bad, but one of those is more mechudash than the other. Whereby mitzvot, the Gemara concludes that Dichoy Meikara is definitely not a problem, and it's not even sure that Nirav and Idcha is a problem. Right? By mitzvah. Right? Are we clear? Right? That's what the Gemara says. Why? Good. Give me a svara now. Why would it be, based on everything we know about Dichoy, that you would say that Dichoy Meikara is just not a thing? By mitzvot, maybe Nirav and Idcha is, but by karbanot, it is. Very good. Okay. Right? So I'll tell you how Rav Lichtenstein formulates it, but I think Evan has it exactly right. So Rav Lichtenstein says, okay, we've talked about this. There are two ways of understanding dichoy. We've talked about dichoy as actively rejecting something, or it's failing to become kadosh. Another way of putting that, Rav Lichtenstein says, is dichoy ketalich or dichoy kemitziut. Do we look at dichoy as a process, namely, I reject it, or dichoy mitziut? It is rejected. It is just not kosher.
That's the same.
Okay? Just like by mukta, right? Where we said there's mukta, which was never actively kosher, and then there's something which I actively rejected, right? Now, we've assumed that at this point, the simplest understanding in most of the sugyot, seemingly, of dichui is which one? That it's an active rejection. However, we said, but when we're talking about an active rejection, right, so we said, within this status, if you look for an active rejection, nirav and idcha is an active rejection, dachu mekara is not, it's just a reality that it's nidcha. Right, but if you focus on an active rejection, so Nirav and Idcha is obviously worse. Yes? Good. But we said that one of the things that you seem to need in order for Dichoy to work is what? You need it to have a status such that it can be invalidated. Right? So if that's the case, so now let's come back to it. By mitzvot, it doesn't have a status, right? When it's not a mitzvah object, as we talked about it, it's a citron, not an etrog. It's a myrtle branch, not a hadas, to use use Hebrew when we mean a halachic status and English when we mean just an object, right? It doesn't have kedusha. It's not kadosh. It's just an object that I use for a mitzvah. So if I can't use it for a mitzvah, then what is it? Nothing. And therefore, if it always had too many berries, then what is it? It's a myrtle branch with berries. And therefore, can it be rejected from the mitzvah?
No.
And therefore, dichoy meikara won't register. On the other hand, nira v'nidche, if it was kosher and then it grew berries, right? And then I pull off the berries. So was there a moment in which it was a hadas?
Yeah.
So is it plausible to say that I could reject it? Yes. Why by karbanot would you say that it can be pasul even near, even by dichli meikara? Why would it be by? So you could say for two reasons. Either dichli is fundamentally different and dichli isn't just an active invalidation. It's even a status, right, of being not proactively kosher. Or, very good, you can have a puzzle carbon because maybe it was kadosh before. Remember we saw something could be kadosh before it's a carbon, which means that it's in the right world, and therefore it's recognized, even if it's not the carbon yet, but it's recognized, and if that's the case, it could be rejected because, yeah, it dichli meikara, but not necessarily before it was a mitzvah, or because... Yeah, by bar karbanot, something can become kosher and puzzle at the same time, right? Either because we don't need it to be proactively invalidated or because, yeah, there's a possibility it has a status and then it, even though it's not a Pesach yet, it's, you know, Kodesh yet, or it's Gamim, right? So it's not a karbon yet. So it has a certain type of status and can be rejected, even though it was never fully kosher, but it also was, you know, it had enough Kedusha that it's in the world that it can be invalidated, right? And in that sense, you could say that by mitzvah, there's no parallel, right? By mitzvah, there's no parallel of it being in the parsha of a mitzvah, but pasul. There's no such thing. By karbanot, there clearly is because of kedusha. Because something can be kadosh and not a karban. Something can be kadosh, right, and not a pesach. Whereas a hadas can't be a hadas, which is not a hadas. That just right doesn't work, right? And that might explain the fundamental difference of why it is that the Gemara in the end of the day says, yes, nirvan idcha is worse than dichli meikara, but both of them can invalidate a karban, right? Either because a karban needs the proactive validation, or because, no, dichli is an active rejection, but in order to reject it, it needs to be in the parsha of karbano. And even if it's not a kosher karban, it might be kodesh, it might be in the right circle, and therefore you can reject it. Whereby a mitzvah, if it's not kosher to be used as a mitzvah, then it's just not kosher to use as a mitzvah. It's not recognized, and therefore how could you invalidate it? It's just nothing. You can't invalidate it. I can't take a plastic cup and say, you are a pasul hadas. I mean, what? It's right, nonsense. Right? It's just nonsense. Now let's look at this Tosfot, the local Tosfot here at Sukkah. But I think, right, again, we could dig down to this a lot more, but I think Bigadol, Evans, right, that has to be the difference, right, is that if you look at Dichoy as an act of invalidation, in order to be able to invalidate it, it needs to be in the Parsha, right? I can't apostle that plastic cup from being a Hadas. It's just meaningless drivel, right? But by mitzvot, you could be that even a myrtle branch with berries is also not a hadas yet. It's not a halachic hadas. And therefore, I can't invalidate it because it's nothing. It's not something until it is capable of fulfilling a mitzvah. So nir v'nidche, fine. If there was a moment at which it was a kosher hadas and then it grew berries and I took off the berries, fine. But on the other hand, when it comes to karbano, because of there are recognized statuses within karbanot that are short of the final karban that you have to bring, right? Something can be kodesh, or it could be right before it and not a karban. And therefore, if it has a recognized status, then I could invalidate it at an earlier point, right? Even bedamim, even be whatever. So now let's read Tosfot carefully. So Tosfot says here, Afal pisha bekontras his kernire v'nidche hadahach adichoy meikara. Right, Rashi mentions here v'nidche, but the case of nikta mer of yomtov nelt valtabal tvarim v'yomtov, he holds that dichoy meikara came into betchilat yomtov lo chazi. So first of all, Tosfos makes a very important point. He says, right, something that you broke off the head of the hadas before Yom Tov, and then a berry grew on Yom Tov. So Rashi calls that Nirva Nidche, or mentions Nirva Nidche. Tosfos is convinced that that has to be Dichoy Meikara. So first explain to me Tosfos, and then explain to me the other possibility. Why is Tosfos convinced that a hadas with its head broken off, the berry, that when Yom Tov came in, it had no head, and then after Yom Tov, the berry grew off? Why is he convinced that that is Dichoy Meikara and not Nirva Nidche? Based on what we just said.
Because it was never an instance.
Because
the whole process in which it was from the time that Yom Tov started.
Very good. Because he says, listen, Tosfos is very simple. We said, again, in order for it to be recognized, it needs a status. On Yom Kippur, is a myrtle branch a halachic object?
No.
No. And therefore, if its head was broken, the head of the top is better. The top of the hadas was broken off before Yom Tov, and then Yom Tov started, and it had a broken top. So is it a pasul hadas or a non-hadas? Tosfos is convinced it's a non-hadas, because when you entered Yom Kippur, or you entered Sukkis rather, it was a myrtle branch with the top broken off, which is not halachic as a hadas. And therefore, he says, when, in order to create Nirva Nidcha, what does he need? That it be a usable hadas on Sukkot. That's when it's going to have a status at all. Right? Otherwise, it's nothing. If you're going to, now, he notes, Rashi isn't so clear about that. Rashi does invoke Nirva Nidcha. If you say Nirva Nidcha, you would deny what I just said and say that a hadas has an identity even pre Yom Tov. That even pre Yom Tov, the fact that, you know, it's a hadas is a halachic reality. That it has a status, and therefore when Yom Tov hits, it was nireh v'nidcheh. It was once a hadas, then the top broke off. And so then, right, that was nireh, nidcheh, nireh.
So are you also, it's a sign that's always there, always that recognizing the status?
Yeah, that seems to be what you would have to say. But Tosfos doesn't believe this at all. And Tosfos is good evidence that that he's right. What's his evidence? The berry case, right? Yes. Namely, the berries that only became black on Yom Tov, the Gemara says, that if the berries became black and dark before Yom Tov, the Gemara calls that Dichui Meikara, not Nirva Nidcha, which highlights the fact that there isn't a status of a hadas until Yom Tov starts, and therefore if before Sukkot it had black berries, then by time Yom Tov starts, it is not Nirva Nidcha, it's Pasul, it's Dichui Meikara. Now he says, "Unehi degabe kachim pshitalon de dichui meikara ve dichui." He says, "By karbano we concluded that dichui meikara is still dichui, gabe not mafresh nekeva lepischo, like the case of the Pesach. Yeah, will you separate a female as the Pesach? Beber mijaya tome." And the partnered karban, by mitzvah we ask, because again, karban is different. Ken? Ken, no bif name. Graver. Yes, he has a first name. He said Eliezer. I know that threw you. You're like, Eliezer? Who's that?
If someone just said, you know Eliezer, I would have zero clue who they were talking about.
I know. You'd be like, have you ever met an Eliezer in your life? You'd be like, is it an Eliezer McDonald?
I don't think so.
Right? I don't know. What's Ellie Weiss's full name?
I think his full name is
Eliezer. See? Multiple Eliezers, but how would you know?
I also wouldn't know that.
I mean, Ellie, because Ellie could be Eliezer, Eliyahu.
Yeah,
Eliyav. What? It could be Eliezer, it could be Elazar, it could be Eliyav, it could be Eliyahu, it could be Elihu, it could just be Ellie, that's right. It could be a girl's name, it could be Eliana, Elisheva. No, I know. I mean, I know. What do you mean? I know many women who go by Ellie. If they're Ellie Sheva, Eliana, Ellie.
Like, yeah, you also have a friend.
A normal. Friend that goes by Danny.
No, like, that's very.
What?
Danny.
Danny. Danny helped. Like, yeah, yeah. She is a woman, but like.
Yeah, my sister-in-law also goes by Danny. What's
no one thinks of Danny as a girl's name.
Yes, they do.
What backwards world is this?
Okay, just get... Good God.
I follow Ellie at least a quarter of the time. Just cause
it's okay, so maybe not in suburban, you know, suburbia of San Francisco, but...
You know what? Well, I come from men can be women and women can be men, but I never met...
Okay, I'm just moving on. I do not want to go down this rabbit hole. I'm focused on Dichui. This has been recorded, but I don't know what to do with it. I'm focusing on Dichui. I don't know how we got here. We got here because someone brought Mishloch Manot for Graber. So Gemara says, and Tosfot says, so why don't you prove from here that Dichui Mekar is not Dichui? Answer, Dishaini Hat, right? So he says, Dishaini Hatam, Mitzvah, Dishaini Hatam, Dolalake. So now the earlier Tosfot says the difference of mitzvah, but now he gives you another possibility, which is maybe it's not a difference straight karban versus not karban. It's a difference between biyado and not biyado. Remember that the Gemara had said in the karban the possibility, the fact that you could fix it makes it not rejected. Right? Tosfot is always different position. People, it's a combination. But even in the same Tosfot, it could have multiple positions in it. Sometimes the same Tosfot will say, well, the Ri said this, or the Tam said this. Right? Even if it's the same compiler, that doesn't mean that that every line is by the same position, because every... Right, what? Yes. Have you never opened up... In any Masechet, even if you have the same compiler, you've never opened a Tosfot that said, the Ri says X, and Rabbeinu Tam said Y. That my point is that even if it's the same compiler, Tosfot quotes multiple positions. All Tosfot can do. So he says, "Vafil bekadshim machshirin mehay taima." That he says, but even by karbano, he said, "There's another svara. Is maybe it's not mitzvah versus not mitzvah." He said, "Maybe it's biado versus not biado." Where the Gemara itself says, "Even by karbano biado is different." The non gabe kibel hechshav and not the apostle yachshir lekashir. Right, this is one of the sugyot we didn't do. There are many other sugyot, but that's a case of where a kosher person did kabbalat hadam, gave it to a pasul. The halacha is that it doesn't pasul the dam. He just has to give it back to the kosher kohen to bring it to the mizbeach. Uparich megamavar gemara, and the gemara had asked. No, we did this. I'm 13. We did it in 13. I did do it. Okay. Right? Yeah. Briefly. But the Gemara said, Bar Gemara, Lavi Dichui, Lishani Ravashi, Kal Shabi Adol, Lavi Dichui. Umiyu, Lo Legamre, Domi. But he says, admittedly, they're not fully similar. Dahai, Dina, Dahanir Venidchahu, because that's more Nirvenidcha. Come on, Maskin, Dov Shabin, Nirvenidcha, Kozer Venire, Avogav the other locked on. Right? He says, how do I know that that's not enough here? How do I know that it's not enough? Because the Gemara ends up concluding that by the Hadas case, that even though it's biyado, because you can pull off more berries, it's still possible if it's what? Nir v'nidche. Right? Meaning if when Yom Tov started, it was a kosher Hadas, and then the berries grew, and then you pull them off, the Gemara suggests that that might be usur. But if biyado was enough to make it kosher, then it should make it kosher even in Nir v'nidche. Right, which means that the main thing that makes it kosher is not the biyado, because biyado then could override nir v'nidcha, but at least by the mitzvah it seems like it isn't. So he says v'nir avakav biyado liktan. He says even though you could v'chein b'hide efrish karban v'heimer v'dat biyado lachzer afil achim. Remember Gemara Zvachim, and he says remember our Gemara Yud Bet in Zvachim said that even biyado you could do tshuva and not be an apostate anymore, which is a good idea. Stop worshiping Kronos. Life lessons, don't worship Kronos. And if you, for some reason, become a Kronos worshiper, you can do tshuva. This is all very important lessons in life, right? What? So much. again, this would be funnier if I didn't know someone who was in yeshiva when I was, who became an Oved Avodah Zarah, but whatever.
Yeah, but not Kronos.
Not Kronos, no. That would be even weirder than what he actually did. Hol v'nidchem yidchem. Yeah. Od omer b'zvachem. Now he says there's another difference. Okay? He says the Gemara in Nuntet, and this we didn't do, has another case of Dichoy, and that is Kodshim that were shechted before the Mizbeach was broken, and then the Mizbeach gets broken, and then you fix it. Psulin. Ha'el v'nidche yidche. And Avol Bishav Yadol Atakein. Even though you could fix the Mizbeach. So what does Tosfot hold? That not every case of Yatla Takein is Biyado. So now what does Tosfot obviously need to answer, explain? There are different types of Biyado. Very good. V'tzarech lechalek bidvarim. And one must distinguish. Now, Tosfot, in a very frustrating moment, did what? He doesn't tell you how to distinguish. He just tells you one must distinguish. One must distinguish. There's a difference. What? He just said. No, this is Tosfos and Sukkah. Right? Now what? What's the difference? Right, so what's the difference? What's the difference, new? So Rav Lichtenstein says that you have to distinguish. Wait, why is it that Biyado helps? Is it Biyado by itself, the fact that I can help it, or is it the fact that it's Biyado makes it halachically as if it's basically still kosher? Right? Like it's basically already happened. Right? Like sometimes you have this, that like kol omeid le'ex, it's as if it already happened. Kol, right? Something that, right, in certain senses, like produce that's ready to be picked, for certain purposes, we'll say that it's ki, it's as if it's picked, and therefore it's not considered karka anymore, it's considered metalplin, right, because it's ready to be picked. Then why does biyado help? If it's simply that I can fix it, then you would say, well, this case should also, I can fix the mizbeach. But if you say that, no, biyado makes it better, why? Because it's not really rejected, because... like, it's so easy to fix that it's basically, right, it's not rejected. So then it's going to depend on what that means. If all I have to do is pull off a few berries, fine. That's biyado in a certain sense, maybe. Right? Or, all I got to do is, the Gemara's case, I got to hand the blood from the non-coin back to the Kohen. Fine. But if I need to, like, rebuild the Mizbeach, right? I'm like, right, just because, yes, I can do it, but, like, clearly at the moment, exactly, you are, like, in a moment at which this Kurban cannot be brought. Right, so it could be something like that. Then Tosfot continues. And then he says, by the blood case, right, it is nidche, but it's biyado. Right, he says, right, the obvious case is, okay, but the blood case, the water, the wind covered, the covering the blood, the wind covered it. So you would say, okay, but isn't that like easily uncovered? So why shouldn't you be obligated to do it? He says, no, you're right. It's not nidche in the sense that if it gets uncovered, I have to cover it again. But who says that I have to It's true that it's not fully rejected, right? Such that I won't be able to cover it later. But why should I, if it is currently covered, you'd have to come up with a much bigger chiddush that I'm obligated to remove the obstacle so that I can fulfill the mitzvah. That's not obvious. Because at the moment, it is covered.
That's how you do it, though.
But it's true. You could have rejected this whole thing and said that the reason that this is kosher is right? And he says, honestly, though, in the Gemara, if you wanted to, you could have distinguished and said that, yeah, the real different, the reason that there's no dichoy here is because it's biyado liktan, because you could pick it. So if you really wanted to, you're right, right? You could, in the end of the day, use that to solve this this sugya. Okay. So again, what we've seen now is we've doubled down and clarified our issues of dichoy biyadayim versus nir v'nidche, the possible difference between mitzvot, and that even within, you know, biyad l'takein, is it the very fact that you can fix it means that it's not dichoy, or that means that, like, it's not really messed up, in which case you might have to distinguish between, you know, levels of messed upness. Which is presumably not a word. But, you know.
Messed upness.
There we go. Now I've solved it. Right?
Messiness.
Clearly. Now I. No, not messiness. That doesn't. That's
messed up.
You guys.
Messed up did this? No, that's even worse. Now you've messed it up in the English. You've messed it up in the English. Yeah. Fine. What?
Have you seen? Who's the woman to be and
what? What does this word mean?
Adding all of the things
after. I give up. I give up. The what?
The fear of long words. It's really funny that he named fear after things that it'll make people afraid of.
Gewalt. Gewalt.
The fear of, like, holes has a lot of holes in the word also.
Yeah. Now, by the way, if you want just proof of the possibility, right, that the real reason that Biyad L'Takin is because it was never really rejected, that seems to be the direction that Tosfot back on number 7, right, where Tosfot says that, yeah, right, that right, that if you can fix it, so it's not dichoy gamur, right? Which again points in that direction. Similarly, the Tosfot that we have in Samach Daled, yeah, number 12, right, had also distinguished. Remember, he said, "Kevin shenam chosar ma'ase begufa lo chashav nidcha." Right, he says, even within lacking actions, there's a difference between something that's not lacking something internally and something externally. Again, all those are different, right, possibilities you could bring to solve it. Now, admittedly, the building at the end of this Be'ach case is, you know, we say is possible, even though it's external, but you could say it's like, you know, not having Mizbeach is like more fundamental to Karbanot, you know, which is not, I think, impossible. Yeah. Now, you could also distinguish in another way, and that is that maybe Biyado only helps if the Psul was also created by you. Right? Like the Mumar, right? We say he made himself a mumar, so maybe the fact that he could do tshuva, the Gemara entertains the possibility that would fix it. Right? But by the Mizbeach, you might say, the fact that you can fix it doesn't change it because you weren't the one who messed it up. Right? Meaning, you could say that if I messed it up and I can fix it, so maybe that's not really considered nidche. But
every generation that doesn't build.
No, stop. You could, right? You could, but okay.
Yes.
Furthermore, you might think that that biado only really helps by near the nidches, right? Right, because it makes it that it was never really rejected. But you might think that maybe it doesn't help by dichum ayikaras. But by nirav nidcha, maybe it would be a problem, right? Because if I actively reject it, the fact that I can fix it, you might say. Because remember, the gemara is a hava amina that the mumar is fine because he could do tshuva kamashma not. So it could be that the hava amina was, look, you made yourself heretic and you could get out of it, so it's not rejected. The maskana is not that way. But the maskana also makes sense, which is, what do you mean? You chose to embrace chronos. You think that's not going to mess up your karban? I know you could do tshuva, but, you know, temporarily, this karban is like, right, really, 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 really messed up. What? Because he said chronos. He decided chronos. What's the problem? I don't know. I'm sorry that you have your favorite Avodah Zarah and we didn't give it. What is your favorite Avodah Zarah? Okay, so what are you complaining about it? It was, but he chose it. Okay.
Oh, chronos.
Sure.
What is it? Chrono? Is time in Latin?
Okay, let's look now at our Tosfot. Here, right? I wanted to look at the Tosfotim here on Yud Bet Amud Aleph and then we'll try to do the Psak of the Rambam and then we'll finish. Okay. Again, I should point out that, you know, certain things I've oversimplified. We haven't covered the entire sugya. There's certain sugya I left out entirely, but we've still spent a week on it. So, you know, I'm going to settle with this. So, if you look at Tosfot on Yud Bet Amud Bet, Dichoy Meikara, Shmamina Dichoy Meikara, Heve Dichoy. So it says Tema, right? Again, he asked by the Sukkah, Gabe Hada, Samina Perik, Lula Vagazul, Hecha, this is an Arsaga, an Argamar. Hecha the Ashkor, Mayor of Yom Tavdichoy Meikara, Love Dichoy. Right, by Sukkah we say that Difa Maker is not. So again, Tosfot there firmly says that maybe the reason it's mutter is not because of Difa Meikara, but because of Biyada Latakin. Right, so Tosfot suggests that maybe it's not true. Right, that maybe the difference between the Sukkah case, the Hadas case, is not because by mitzvah it's Difa Meikara. It's really Biyada Latakin. Teda, Ruluv Shenektam Rosham Erev Yomtov Alta Bo Tomorrow Yomtov Mibayle Yesh Tichoy Olav Velo Pashin Le Meha Bishum Dinektam En Biyada Latakin. What's his proof? Because by the case of Niktam Rosha, where got it tomorrow, the Gemara doesn't conclude, right? We ask if there's Dichoy or not, and the Gemara doesn't say, aha, it's fine because of Dichoy Meikara, right? So it shows that maybe something else is at play. Vim Tomorrow, my time to Ryokhan, Dichoy Meikara, heavy Dichoy. Now, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold Dichoy Meikara as Dichoy? Leilev Michusar's Man de Lo Avi Dichoy. Why doesn't he learn from Chuzar's Man that it's not? Like by Shnei Sirei. So again, as we've seen before, Tosfot says that there's a difference between Dichoy Meikara and Mechusar's Man, because Mechusar's Man happens by itself. Right? So what does that tell you? So again, either he thinks that, very good, that there's an emphasis on the being rejected, so if it's going to happen by itself, it's not rejected, or that just shows that it's never really rejected at all, it's just not kosher yet. Right? So now he says, okay, but once you have that mum over is not a mum, right, why do you need a gzer dakatov? Just say that it's just not nidche. And he says, yes and no. The Yesh Lomar, the Mum Eino Over Al Yedei Refua. Because it said some Mum Overs are temporary, but only if you go to a doctor. And that you need a Gzeret HaKatuv to tell you is kosher. Right? A Mum that would go away by itself, maybe would be kosher if you held that anything that solves itself Mimela is fine. Right? Now, what's the logic? It's very simple. Right? Saying, if, right, we had said, maybe a Mum Over is not possible because it's not really a Mum at all. Right? Well, that's fine for a Mum that's going to go away by itself. But a Mum that you need to get surgery for, right, you can remove it, but you need surgery. Can you say it's not a Mum? No, you can't say it's not a Mum.
The surgery also make a Mum?
Depends what surgery. You can go to a doctor and get rid of this Mum. Okay? So he says, in that case, can you say it's not a Mum? Can you say it's not real? No, obviously it's real. It's obviously a Mum. So how could it possibly be kosher? Answer, Gzera Katuv. Right? If it was mamish temporary, he said, yeah, then maybe it would be mutter because it's like, you know, it's like biyada or it's memela ba or all the reasons that we give that it's not really rejected. But if it has a Mum, a serious Mum that needs surgery to get off, the only way you're going to say that it's kosher is Gzera Katuv, because otherwise it clearly is rejected. Right? It clearly is rejected. Okay. Tosfot, now if we go back to Yud Bet Amud Aleph, so there's a huge, huge Tosfot, if you notice.
Yeah, the
Italian
one.
Which goes from Aramalf all the way. Right, now we could spend the next 6 weeks going through Tosfot. But instead I'm going to just focus on a key line.
Tosfot.
What?
That's an absurd Tosfot.
I mean, that was why I didn't give you the whole toast vote. Because, again, we've already spent enough, a lot of time this week. But if you look at Amud Aleph, he has a few lines. Tumah pei Rashti, lifnei Rabbeinu. In Tumura, I explained to my Rabbeinu, the chidush der Yochon Heve, the af al gav de biyado letakein, even though you could fix it, velika chetzia sheni, and buy the second half, right, the partner case, v'cheni rilazar maro, she'a perek badra de kudu, biyado lahafker nechasav, and if I a ro'oi, it's not so much in your hands. Kamo nifkam mizbech, just like nifkam mizbech, where you could fix it, but we say it's still puzzle. Right. So again, what is without going through this whole tosfot, what is he highlighting again? The fact that just because it's not, it doesn't seem to be the fact that you can fix it alone is what's kosher, right? It has to be that it's like not so serious, or it's easy to fix, enough that you could look at it and say that it's, you know, not rejected or something like that. Okay? Again, we could go through a lot more, but I'm going to have mercy on you and say that we're not going to do this exhaustively. We only spent a week on it. We could have spent more. That doesn't alone could take us, what? A week. Yeah. Okay, let's just to summarize, let's look a little bit at the Rambam, see how we poskins, okay? So, Rambam and Psulei Emekdashim. Kol has, this is a case that we didn't even get to. It's a Gemara later on, Gimel and Zvachim. You can look if you want. That's another case of Dichud the Gemara deals with, which is, if you have Karbana, they get mixed in with each other. Okay? What? So the Gemara, I'll read it to you for a second before you look at the Rambam. Right, so the Gemara there deals with the following case. What happens if chatot shenitarva beola? If you have chatot, they get mixed up with ola. Ola sharva chatot, afilu achad beribo, even one in 10,000, yamutu kulon. They all have to die. Why? Because chatot and ola have different avodot. So now you have all these mixed together. What are you going to do? The Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim b'kohen nimlach." Gemara says that's only if the kohen asks you. Now, if the kohen she'en nimlach, but if the kohen doesn't ask you and he just goes ahead and does it, asan lamala mechsa kachar mechsa pasol. If he does them all above, right? Remember, there's the chura sikra, right? There's that line in the mizbeach, and the halacha is that what? Right? So, right? Chatar and Ola distinguish whether you do above or below the line, and then by birds it switches. Okay? Remember we did this in Mishnaya? So, if you bring all of them, 50% of them are kosher, 50% are puzzle, because you brought them all above, so now half of them are kosher, half are not. Lemata, if you do them half, mechta kosher, mechta puzzle. Achat lemata, achat lemalan, but if you only do one and one, shnam psulo, they're both puzzle. Why? Shani Amar Chatat Kreva Lamala, because I might have thought, well, I was supposed to bring the Ola Lamala, but I brought the Chatat Lamala, and I was supposed to bring the Chatat Lamata, and I brought the Ola Kreva Lamata. So if I only brought two, then I might have messed up, because I have a mixture, and I might have done it wrong. But then the Gemara says, but Ela Hakaman Amar Balei Chaim Nidachin. Hakaman Amar Balei Chaim in a Nidachin. So the question of whether it's kosher or not, right? Not just, you're clearly not supposed to do it. The question of whether it would be kosher post facto depends on Balei Chaim Nidachin. If Balei Chaim, so Rambam says, Kol Hazvachim Sh'arev Ben Achat Mechatot HaMetot, Oshar Niskal, Fil Echad Beriba, Kulanimut. If you have a mixture of carbonon, and one carbon mixing that has to die, so they should all die. Lefi Shabalei Chaim Chashuv Enein Veinu Betelin. V'im Hikriv, now even though you weren't supposed to bring it, Hurtza, it's kosher. She'ein balei chaim nidachin, because the karbanot are not rejected. Okay, so how does he seem to paskin? Almost explicitly. Slash explicitly. Ein balei chaim nidachin, as we said. Avodah Yom Kippurim, that case we did see. Right, that was the two, right? You have a pair, one of them dies, you need to replace it. So, meit echad mehen. Im achalo higril meit. If before you did the hagrala, it died. You just get a second animal. Vim yishigril made, and after you did the lottery, it died. Yavi shnayim, bring another two. V'yagrilan kevatchila v'ro ezu shemit. And then you see which one died. Im hayashel shem, or rezesh ala hagrala l'shem, itkayim b'tachta. The one that was for Hashem stays. Sorry, the one from the goral that will replace it. V'yachal azazal, yom rezesh ala hagrala l'shem, itkayim b'tachta. V'asheni min hashnayim shehigrilan b'sof yireh. So remember we saw in our Gemara, the Gemara said, which one do you let graze? The second one from the first pair or the second one from the second pair? And the Gemara said, that depends on whether you hold of Dichwe. If you hold of Dichwe, then the fact that the first pair, one of them died, made the second animal in the first pair puzzle. So you only use animals 3 and 4. And animal 2 has to graze. Because Balei Chaim Nidachin. If you hold Ein Balei Chaim Nidachin, then you use 2 and 3 and 4 grazes, or 2 and 4 and 3 grazes, however you want to look at it.
Yeah?
So the Rambam says you use 2 and 3 or 2 and 4 and let 3 or 4 graze, not 2. So the Rambam holds Ein Balei Chaim Nidachin. Yeah? Clearly? Good. Pesach Dalet Dalet. Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischa O Zachar Ben Shtei Shtanim. Yire achiipo bomum. V'yavu b'dama pesach. V'im lo nafo bomum achiipo pesach. Yavu b'dama shlamim. So what does he say in this case? Right, so this is the Pesach case. What does he say?
Hara the Balei Chaim.
What does he say? 1 second. Okay, let's go through it. Right?
That if you separate a woman as...
Not a woman. Which? Your female animal is a kurban. It's not a woman. It's a female kurban.
You're not bringing a woman as a kurban.
So you bring the kurban lidamav. What's the problem? Why would you bring it lidamav? Why don't you bring it itself? Doesn't that imply you hold to the level of...
Dichui.
So he might hold, well, no, that bringing in a keva as a Pesach is like beyond dichoy because it's a non-Pesach, right? So we could say, despite the fact that the Gemara treats it as dichoy, maybe the Rambam thinks it's like, not. Okay, Maisa Karbanot Ted Vav Dalet. Behemoth Ashutfin, this was the partner case. Back to Zevi and Judah's animal that Zevi decides to sell out his half to get by free range, grass fed cows. This is what you eat? You only eat this? At home. Okay. I was like, in yeshiva, there's no way. There's no way. It'd be really expensive to find. I don't even, it's very hard to find in Israel. I think there might be like one farm in Israel that does it. It's like very expensive. Because I know there are some people in Ephrata who try to like, get orders from it. Behemar ashutfin. Shikdash echad men chetzio shalom v'chazim v'laka chatzi acher v'yikti. Sho harezu k'desha ukreva. Aval bishim itchila duchuy ha'ita k'desh chetzio. Even though it was, dichoy when you, right, it was only half. Ein hadichoy me'ikaro dichoy. Dichoy me'ikara is not dichoy. What's the problem? What does he seem to hold here? He would that there's no dichoy at all. Here he seems to hold there is dichoy. He just paskins that there's no dichoy me'ikara, but there is near of an idche. Now that's not crazy, right? It's not misvara crazy. It's sort of hard in the Gemara, but it's not crazy. What? Yes. Misvara, it's not crazy. But in the Rambam, it's a little bit hard. Right? Right? Because he says, Ein balechai midachin. Here he says, Dichoy meikara isn't. Right? Now, you could justify it by saying, as we've said before, well, maybe Dichoy meikara isn't really Dichoy in the proper sense of the world, or not in the way that Nir v'nircha is. Right? It's still a stretch. Or you could say that he really holds that ein dichoy me'ikara, but maybe in very extreme cases of nir v'nircha, he would hold that there is such a thing. Right? And what he's saying is that, and so here he's just saying, yeah, I never hold of, really I hold ein balechayim nidachin, and, dichoy me'ikara is like, a low-level dichoy anyways, but maybe he's opening up the possibility that there is like some super nir v'nircha. Again, it is hard to understand how he gets in the Gemara. Misvara, it's not crazy. There is a big discussion in general in the Achronim about this. I will just read you just one solution to the Rambams in the Eben Ozel. On this halacha in Maisa Karbanot, so the Eben Ozel notes many of the other potential steer in the Rambam. This is not the only place. Where there are stirot, he says, "Ubazem uvor mashgadu Rambam beperek dalad mihochot zulei mukdashin gabe hifresh ashamo shevena lemala mihochot b'shara afrasha yafasel nonil chamishem shidich meikar eno dichoi va'amar alechem ishet lametzarech lezeh da'abali chayin in yachin gam benir v'nitcha." Right, so there was another case where the Rambam talked about an asham that wasn't valuable enough and then became valuable enough. So it's also, the Rambam says, that it's dichoy meikara eino dichoy, so it's not a problem. The Lechem Mishnah there says as well, why does the Rambam 10 times say, ein balechayim nidachin, and then in these varied places, I showed you one, that's a second one, do the Rambam say it's only kosher because of ein dichoy meikara? Shouldn't he just say, ein balechayim nidachin, I don't hold of it at all? So he just said, v'katav dadifa minei kamar. V'ena muzra ma'a daim v'dadifa. So the Mishnah says, well, he said a better svara. He's like, I could have said something else, but I said a better svara. Meaning, even if you held a dichoy, this would be dichoy me'ikara, which is not as good of a dichoy. But he says, avvim ha-shakavnu, de'ikar tam v'acham ein dachim, u'gam kibishom devi kimo dichoy me'ikara. But he says, and I'm just reading you his conclusion, he says, as I've been suggesting, that maybe what the Rambam holds is more than that. The dichoy meikara isn't really dichoy at all. Right? That despite the complexities in our sugya, the Rambam takes the Gemara in Sukkah to teach him that, no, as we've talked about, if you view dichoy as an active rejection, at a certain level, dichoy meikara isn't really dichoy at all. right? It's just not. It's not kosher yet. That's not rejected. It's just not yet kosher. Maybe the only true dichoy is near of inidche. And he says, if him came with dichoy meikar, ainut sarach lomar atam, yishun du balechayim in inidachem. Therefore, he says, maybe by dichoy meikar, you don't even really need to say it because that's not real dichoy. So it doesn't fully solve it because the Rambam does seem to. Maybe I will read you just one more paragraph because I have a few minutes. If you go earlier, he explains what's the svara. It's basically what we've been saying. He says, "V'nira da Rambam sover the din de balei chaim nidochen enam nidochen the din dichoy meikara lo heve dichoy." He says the svara of ein balei chaim nidochen and dichoy meikara are the same thing. You showed echad l'shnehem the same principle. The lo shayech dichoy. Dichoy only makes sense elaheichet shekvar chala hakedusha. If the kedusha took effect, she efshar but din hakrava that it could have been offered v'nidcha me'akrava. Then it's pushed aside v'lachain, and therefore kishenidcha when it's pushed away dichoy me'akara. Halo ha'od lo chal efshar shakrava but dichoy me'akara. It was never kodesh. V'chein sover rav v'balechain. That's what Rav holds by animals. Da'av balechaim chal kedusha aguf shel hakrava. So now he comes back and he says, why does Rav hold uniquely by animals? That there's ain't, right? Remember, we haven't really explained that. So now I'll give you one explanation. Why would you say, the way it sounds like in our Gemara, there's ain't bale, that ain't bale chaim nidachin, which implies that other things might have it. So he says, based on what we've been saying, he says, v'chein sover rav bale chaim, after bale chaim chal kedush la guf shel hakrafa. Because maybe we've been saying that how could you hold that there's dichoy meikara by animals? Because you can reject it as soon as it's kadosh, even though it's not a karban yet. What might Rav say? No. There's no dichoy by animals because maybe you need it to be an active invalidation, but that invalidation, unlike what Rabbi Yochanan holds, can't take effect as soon as it's kadosh. It needs to take effect when it's a karban. And maybe Rav holds that the after balechaim chal kedusha aguf shel hakrava, even though it's true that animals can become kodesh earlier, mikol makom kol zman shelo nishchat, until they're shechted, habalchai, lo shayich bo akati geder hakrava. Maybe it's not called ready for hakrava until it's actually shechted. V'lachem lo havi dichoy dichoy. And that's why he holds it can't be nidcha, because he just takes everything we've been saying one step further and says, you can't be docha something until it reaches its status. But the status isn't kadosh, unlike Rabbi Yochanan. The status is ro'i lahakrova. And maybe he says, when is something ro'i lahakrova? After you shechted it. And at that point, until that point, it's not ro'i. And therefore, any psul that would take effect earlier would be meaningless. The sover Rambam dichoy meikara ve'yoter svara de lo ve dichoy v'mad balechaim lo ve dichoy. Maybe the Rambam liked dichoy meikara more than that svara, right? To say that dichoy meikara isn't really dichoy because it was never ra'oi, rather than the svara that being kodesh but not being shechted is not ra'oi. Maybe he just didn't like that, but maybe that's Rav's svara, and that's why the Rambam sometimes says balechaim enidachem and sometimes dichoy meikara, because he sort of holds there is a type of dichoy. He holds like some hybrid and not purely like Rav. Not that animals are impervious, it's just that he doesn't really hold of dichoy meikara. Right? Al kol panim chalbo din shalachar shchida yikrivu v'lochein kevin tapaskin in kirav du balechaim in nidchem kol shekin dichoy meikara lo havei dichoy. So if he holds of Rav, or at least at some level, then he definitely holds of the other one. Okay, again, my disclaimer again, the sugya is much, much longer, but you know this. As soon as you look at this, you're like, oh, two pages, this is going to be hard. It is, if I had actually given you everything, even if I had just given you that full Tosfot here, we would never finish, but Purim is next week. We're going to move on, and we have five more days of shiur. What? I think I'm sticking around, probably.